Sure. Okay, just a couple quick questions. Sure. Basically, from the marketing perspective, mm-hmm. why the Atlas?
Why the Atlas?
Yes.
Okay. We're in truck country.
Yes.
As you can see,
yes.
our competitors have their flagship trucks. We brought the Atlas here in particular because how important this market is to Canada for trucks. The Atlas is our concept that signals the future of the F-150, whether through design cues, technology, fuel efficiency, lighter weight materials, engine technology going into the vehicle. So have you seen it yourself?
No.
Or you weren't in Detroit?
No, no.
When you see it, you'll know why.
Okay.
Just from the bold design cues that are put into the vehicle, some of the technologies that are inside of it that may see their way into the next F-150.
Perfect, perfect. Now, because it's oil country, truck country, is this the reason for the debut in Canada at this particular auto show for the Atlas?
Yeah, I mean, Alberta, Ford is number one in all of Canada. F-Series has been the best-selling truck in Canada for 47 years. And this is really the epicenter of the truck market.
Okay.
In fact, it's one of our strongest markets, 27% market share.
Yes.
In trucks.
Yes. Now, I guess as far as marketing the Atlas, because the F-150 has been bread and butter for Ford, so to speak, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. What's some, I guess, advantages of marketing the Atlas as opposed to, say, the F-150? Because the F-150 is so well known.
We're not really marketing the Atlas.
Okay. I mean,
it's all part of the process of gauging consumer reaction
okay.
to design cues and technologies that we may bring to market. If you look at the evolution of the F-150 since its first days, if you took the first generation and the more aerodynamic generation in the 90s to the present F-150, obviously, still number one in the market, so our focus is on 2013. But with auto shows, it's fun to gauge consumer reaction to some of the new things we have coming.
Perfect, perfect. That's it. That's all my questions, yeah. Yeah, nice and simple. We already got a chat before, so
yeah.
so it's quick. Thank you so
feel
much.
Feel free. I mean, I wasn't being off the record or anything from the first chat, so
okay.
if there's anything we talked about that
okay.
You found interesting,
okay.
interesting, feel free.
Perfect. That's it.
And we'll try and make it to your grand opening.
Yes.
It'll be in September.
September 26th is the actual day, so we
okay.
picked the day. Yeah, we're giving away a car. The whole contest itself is going through Facebook. So basically, a little snapshot of the contest is we want it to go to a family that, so quote-unquote, needs it. So basically, what's going to happen is if you know of somebody or you knew of somebody and they just, you know, maybe they had a rough ride, whatever the case,
yeah.
you're going to write, you know, just a compelling story, brief, and you're going to write why you think they deserve the car. So then what's going to happen is out of all the stories we get, we're going to shortlist it down to 10. It's going to be submitted to a panel. And then we're going to shortlist it again down to 5. And then we're going to actually vote on it. And then it's going to be kind of like the whole cook-off thing where everybody's going to get a key. Nobody knows who won it. What I'm trying to do is orchestrate one of the hockey players to maybe come in and do the key release to them.
Oh,
and just hope...
What are they going to win?
They're going to win... I think right now we're going to be giving away a Fusion.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, fully loaded. So, yeah, we were going to do a Taurus, but I said, no, we got to do the Fusion. So we're hoping that it'll generate and kind of pull on some heartstrings and things like that. So yeah.
You can always leave it a bit flexible, too, depending on what the family needs.
Yes.
You know, if it's a
yes.
family of 3 or 4, a Fusion might be great. If they have a lot of kids, maybe a Flex or, you know, you got to manage a budget.
The only problem with that is here in Alberta, the Lottery and Gaming Commission is pretty strict. So whatever you give away when it's that cash value, they want to know exactly what it is prior
yeah.
to even being put through. And then obviously subjecting through Facebook, there's tons of legalities because it can't be a contest where it's skewed. So they need to know exactly what's going on from A to B kind of thing. So yeah, so
that's
we should have some fun with it.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet
you.
Thank you.
You weren't too hot on them,
right? Sorry?
You weren't too hot on them.
They weren't too, no, not too hard.
Yeah.